But let's look at the readings of today. We learned in the beginning of our gospel of today, that great gospel from John, the response of the disciples once Jesus has been crucified, they're scared. So what do? They lock themselves away. They're scared. They're afraid of the Jews. They're afraid of the religious leaders. It's Jesus they have followed is put to death. So what do they want to do to really make sure this name doesn't continue to spread? Put his closest believers, his closest followers to death. That's their thought. And so what do? They lock themselves together. And what happens? Jesus comes into their midst. We realize now something about a resurrected body, that even though somebody's locked behind closed doors, Jesus still comes into their midst, and he says what to them? He says what? Peace be with you. Brothers and sisters, that's the first thing we learn. We are called to be people of peace. Jesus doesn't shame him. He doesn't yell at him. He doesn't scream at him. He doesn't say, what's wrong with you? He says, peace be with you. We share that in Mass before we receive communion. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And you say, and with you too. Peace, peace, peace. We are called to be people of peace. And not only does Jesus give them the gift of peace, he does something. Did you see? He breathes on them. He actually breathes on them. Breath in the Bible is the story of life. Think back to the story of creation. We see this idea of breathing, life. And he says, there's life. I am risen. And what is their work? It isn't to sit here behind these locked doors. It is to go into the world. He says, whose sins you retain are retained. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven. We are called to be people of forgiveness, life, and peace. We see that in the first reading of today. We hear about Peter. Peter, we realize, brothers and sisters, has denied Jesus three times. You're going to hear Jesus ask the question, do you love me, three times next week? We'll wait with that till next week. But we've heard in the readings of all of this week, an amazingly different Peter. From a man who's denied, locked himself, we are a man who goes out and he preaches. And he tells the religious leaders, you put this Jesus to death, but he is alive. And his power, all people hope to do is to Peter to cast a shadow on them and they will be healed. He doesn't even say a quoted word in the first reading of today. And yet we hear about his healing. We hear about the great gift of his power. This Peter has changed. And John, in the second reading of today, well, we realize what happened to Peter. Peter is so in love with the Lord now, we realize he ends up in Rome, and there he is martyred for his faith. He's crucified upside down. John, in the second reading, the author of Revelation, well, brothers and sisters, they try to put him to death, try to poison him, do all kinds of things. They can't put him to death. So how do we quiet this man? They said, let's put him on an island. Patmos. Put him on an island, and there he will be quiet. Nobody will hear from him. That's far from the truth. Not only does he write the book of Revelation, but here's a true story. People used to go to the island of Patmos, believers of Jesus. And they used to want to lay eyes on John because he was the last of the apostles to be alive. The last of the great 12. And whenever they would go, John would tell them the same thing. Brothers and sisters, love one another. And after a while, the disciples would say, we hear this over and over again. Don't you have something else to say? And this was what John said. No, because isn't that what Jesus told us to do? Love one another. And you know something? There's truth to that. I'll give you an example. What if I preached the same homily every week for 3 months? You'd probably come up to me and say, Father, we're not paying you to give us the same homily. And I came back and I said, but have you lived to the gospel, to the word, to the core, every word of that homily I've given? And if you say no, then I say this to you. I tell you what, I will change up my homily when you start living it faithfully. Isn't that what John says? Love one another. And you know something, brothers and sisters, we all probably struggle with that. We do the best that we can, but it's something that we can hear over and over and over again. How about Thomas? Well, today we hear Thomas in the gospel of today. God bless Thomas. Thomas isn't locked up. Where he is, we don't know. But he's got some guts. He's not locked up. He doesn't seem to be fearful. And all of a sudden, when he comes to the other disciples, the disciples tell him, "We've seen the Lord," and he tells them what? "You're nuts. You're crazy. I won't believe until I can actually see and I can touch." See and touch. And here's where you have to give Thomas credit. Thomas, for that rest of the week, after they told him he's seen the Lord, he could have said, "I'm done. I'm out of this group. I'm finished." But he doesn't. He stays with them. He hangs in there. And all of a sudden, a week later, Jesus comes, and what does he say? "Peace be with you." Thomas, see and touch. It's a famous painting of Thomas, brothers and sisters, where Thomas, you see his eyes, they almost look like they're in shock. He's seeing the Lord. And you can see his hand tries to extend out. He wants to actually touch Jesus, but he can't. And so what do we see? Jesus takes his hand, and he actually puts his hand in the nail marks, and he actually sticks them in his side. And with that, what does Jesus say to him? "Thomas, do not continue to unbelieve, but now believe." Believe. And he does. Thomas's story is he ends up in India, and there he's martyred for his faith. Isn't that great? This week we hear, the week after the resurrection, we hear the story of three apostles, Peter, John, and Thomas. And what happens to them once Jesus is crucified and after Jesus Christ has risen? You know, brothers and sisters, the words of the gospel are really true to us too. Jesus comes into our midst and he says, "Peace be with you." And he tells us now, "You go on mission. You forgive. You love one another." And that's what this week is about, brothers and sisters. It's about mercy. Mercy is God's ability to look into our heart, see the pain our sin has caused, feel compassion for it, and do something about it. And we are called to do that too. We are called to be people of mercy, to be people of love, and to be people of peace. So let's be faithful to that mission, brothers and sisters. So once again, go forth, and we proclaim the great Easter proclamation: Jesus Christ is risen. Alleluia. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.